Okay, today's share we're focusing on whether or not one is allowed to listen to taped music, recorded music, a whole year long, not only during Svira or during the 3 weeks, is one allowed to listen to music in general. So just a quick recap from last week's share, and we'll really move on, is that we mentioned last week there's a Gemara in Gittin, that the Gemara seems to relay on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, that one is not allowed to listen to both Shira, the Kli, the Gemara calls it, which simply means instruments. And the Gemara also seems to say pretty clearly in Gittin Av Zayin that Shira de Pume, which would mean a cappella, would also be not allowed. So the Gemara makes two psukim that says one's not allowed to sing, nor is one allowed to hear instruments. It's Pashtas and Machloikis Rishonim, why exactly is it prohibited? Most Rishonim, including the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam clearly, Shulchan Aruch and contemporary, more later Acharonim assume that it has to do with the Churban Beis HaMikdash. While there is an opinion of a Meiri and the Talmud Yusham we spoke about, that it's not so much about the Churban Beis HaMikdash, it has to do with the fact that once Sanhedrin was Nisbato, then music led people to do things that are incorrect. But we're going to go with the way most people assume that the prohibition of listening to music all year long would be a direct connection to the Churban Beis HaMikdash. We mentioned very quickly that there's a Taisvus in Gittin Dav Zayin. The Taisvus says that it's only prohibited if one or two things. If it's rogil, if you do it all the time, and Taisvus quotes Yusham that talks about going to bed and waking up to music, that's Taisvus's opinion. That's only prohibited if it's going to be done bikvius, which today for many people it is bikvius. They listen to music for sure a good part of the day because it's so easily accessible. That was the opinion of Taisvus. The opinion of the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka was that the Rambam held, if it depends how you're doing it, if it's going to be instruments, music are usher all the time. Singing a cappella is usher only over wine. If a person is having a cup of wine or drinking together with wine, then they would not be allowed to hire a mezamrim or any one of these wonderful a cappella groups or anyone. No one would be allowed to sing while drinking wine. That was the opinion of the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka. And the last opinion was the Rambam in a tshuva quoted by the Tor, where the Rambam says, no, all music, all the time, even singing is usher forever. Now that last opinion of the Rambam in the Tshuva was quoted by the Bach LaHalacha and quoted by the Mishnah Brura LaHalacha, which is obviously a very extreme opinion. It basically says that almost all music is going to be usher all music is going to be us. So where does this all fall halacha l'maisa? So we'll pick up from that introduction. We'll start over here on page one. I gave out three pages. The first two pages were supposed to be last week's share. And the last page was, so no one should think I had a week off. I prepared another sugya, which is directly connected to this sugya, but a slightly different sugya. It talks about using psukim of the Torah for musical purposes, which is somewhat of a discussion for those people that are heavily involved in music or write music or compose music or sing music. You might every once in a while meet someone that will tell you how you're allowed to sing that song to a pasuk. It's not allowed. Okay, hopefully we'll get to it all this evening. So let's pick up over here in the famous tshuva from Rav Moshe, which I think is often misquoted by many people, what Rav Moshe really said about music. Rav Moshe writes the following in Igros Moshe, Arachayim, Chelagalsim, Kusam, Chavav. Rav Moshe writes the following conclusion. We mentioned last week Rav Moshe has a beautiful mahalach, how he wants to explain the Rambam and Lomdus, but not for tonight. But says the Rav Moshe, Hayoyitzim Mizeh, what comes out of all this, the Bepuma, music that's a cappella in la'aser shalei beis mishteh, would not be prohibited if it's not over a beis mishteh, which most achrenim hold means wine. Which means if a bunch of people are just sitting around and there's no wine being served, they would be allowed to have a cappella music along with it. Or for someone who doesn't normally have it, because basically all rishonim permit at least that much. Except the Rambam in the tshuva, which contradicts himself to what he wrote in Yad HaChazaka, is more machmir. The Rambam in the tshuva held that a cappella singing is usher everywhere. Okay, then he writes how it's not a kasha, how he answers up the Bach's Raya. Then Rav Moshe writes this. I skipped about three lines in the Igros Moshe. Dr. Moshe. Avol vaday meharui lebal nefesh lahachmi karama b'tshuvasai. Dr. Moshe, I think it's proper for a Baal Nefesh, whatever Baal Nefesh means in Rav Moshe's terminology, you can give a whole share in it, but that's what Rav Moshe uses Baal Nefesh in a couple different places, and he means different things maybe in different places. But in any case, whatever Rav Moshe meant over here, I don't know, but whoever feels that they're a Baal Nefesh, they should be machmir for the Rambam's opinion, at least in Tshuvas, the way the Bach paskins, Avshe v'yasa in the Klum, even though Rav Moshe rejected the Raya of the Bach from the Gemara, which we spoke about in Saita, Mikom Akum Roy L'Hachmir. Dr. Moshe thinks it's a proper Chumr. Then Rav Moshe talks about an interesting shayla. What about a banquet? Let's say today we have dinners for organizations all the time. Is that considered a mitzvah? You go to these dinners, some very important dinners, they bring in a lot of money for an organization, for yeshivas, shuls, very meistis. it's done all the time, especially in this time of the year, in the summer, they have a lot of these events, this wine tasting, so now you get yourself into a bigger problem. Now you have wine, and then there's going to be people singing, and there's concerts. Is this allowed? So if it would be a mitzvah, Rav Moshe Shita is, based on Tosfos in Gittin Dav Zayin, Tosfos in Gittin said that chasanos don't present a problem for listening to music. Tosfos says, if it's simchas chasav akal, that needs to be done with instruments, no shayla. So Rav Moshe was medayik from that Tosfos, it's not only weddings. It's anything that's a mitzvah, a bris, a sheva brachas, anytime there's mitzvah, it's not a problem. The Oz Nidbaru has a tshuva where he disagrees on Rav Moshe's diak. He thinks it's not true. He thinks maybe it's only weddings, nowhere else. But Rav Moshe, the Shitasli, holds this everywhere. So anytime it's a mitzvah, so Rav Moshe is mesupik. What do you do with these types of dinners, these banquets? Are these considered mitzvahs? So Rav Moshe is mesupik. Imu b'chal hetet dvar mitzvah, me'achas shasud dvar simcha ein a mitzvah be'etzem. The dinner is not a mitzvah. The coming together to support the moisture maybe is a mitzvah, but coming through the doors and having a wine testing with a concert, that itself is not a mitzvah. It's a way of getting people to give money. Maybe that is a mitzvah. You're doing it to honor those who give tzedakah. When you honor someone at a dinner, so you be mechabed those that do mitzvahs. It's better at a dinner or a banquet or these types of events, it's better not to have music. In efshir, now, if you go out and you see almost all the dinners and banquets, they all have music. And if they don't have music, so they have someone singing. So they have someone singing and it's over wine, according to the Rambam, you have a problem. So I think a lot of people are samech on this line over here. Now here's where we get involved in, what about non-live music? Now obviously in the times of the Gemara talked about Shira Bekli, that was instruments, they didn't have taped, recorded music. Every music was live music. Zoktiv Maisha, very kalach ayad, vayideh ha-radio. So Rav Moshe, what happens if you want to listen to music through the radio? So Rav Moshe says, depends. Im nishma zamer de puma, if you're listening to a cappella, but it happens to be done through a utensil, meaning the way you hear the music is through a kli called a radio, so Rav Moshe mutter. Im bikli zamer aser. So Rav Moshe's understanding of taped music is it's the same thing. Taped music and live music, they're all the same. So according to Rav Moshe, there's no halachic difference between live music and what we call today taped music. Zot Rav Moshe, this is the other famous line from Rav Moshe, Ubi mei sviri yesh la'asa b'zamer d'mona af l'hamatirin. Zot Rav Moshe, even though throughout the rest of the year we kind of kvetch haterim to why we're allowed to listen to music, we come up with samich and ramah, that it's not berigilus, says Rav Moshe, but during Yimei Svira, we all agree that it's not allowed. This is Rav Moshe Shita to why you're not allowed to listen to music during the 3 weeks in Yimei Svira. Following Rav Moshe's lumdis, when people always ask, am I allowed to listen to a cappella music during, taped music during the 3 weeks? Well, go back to the lumdis. According to Rav Moshe's lumdis, the reason why not allowed to music during Sfira is an offshoot of not allowed to listen to music all year long. And in Rav Moshe's Lomdis, taped music and live music was the same. So according to Rav Moshe, taped music is not allowed for Chorban, so taped music is not allowed during Yimei Sfira and 3 weeks. It follows the same Lomdis. So according to Rav Moshe, taped music, live music, they all follow the same halacha. They're all technically not allowed, except we're noyik to be mekel, except for a Baal Nefesh. Rav Moshe has another tshuva in number 2 Nigris Moshe Chel Gimel Pei Zayin. There Rav Moshe also writes, Avlein Limchus Biara Mekilim. So Rav Moshe says, I can't come hard down on those that listen to music. Again, in order to be Saimich on the Ramah, which is Taisus and Gittin Dav Zayin, you have to have two criteria. It's not Regilus, which means you don't listen to music 20 hours a day. You listen to a little bit when you're in the car, you listen for a little bit or 5 minutes here. But if you listen to Beregilus, which many people today do, they're plugged in all day long. And again, we have an environment that creates it. We have apps on the phone and Jewish radio where you can mamash listen all day long. They're playing beautiful, wonderful Jewish music. That might be regilus, which then we have to figure out other etayim, which we'll see. There might be even other etayim after that. But says Rav Moshe, if you're going to at least use the Ramah, how can I come down against the Ramah? The Ramah is the Ramah. We're saying mechanim all the time. So Rav Moshe says, as long as you listen to music, either one or two conditions, not be regilus, you listen, what, an hour a week, here and there, or it's not over yain, shalei b'mishta, it's not over b'beis ha-mishtois. So Rav Moshe, then you have a little bit who to rely on. Right, because this the Gemara came out, and the Gemara said you can't do it. This the Gemara came out and said we're banning music because of the Chorban. So it's a Gemara. There's only so much wiggle room we can play with. So we're going to start coming up with all these various creative, and we'll see later, Achrayim suggests, well, if you start making the difference between live music and tape music, so you start making the difference between this type of music and that type of music, by the time you're done, you forgot the whole Gemara, and that's not right. So we're going to have to try to see how much wiggle room we have to play with this prohibition. So the Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva, where he doesn't give too much credence to the whole shayla. He says, I don't know what everyone's tumbling about. He was asked the shayla if you're allowed to learn how to play instruments. Right? That was always the tumult. Our parents, again, it was more common then because they didn't have such access. It's just that they didn't live so long ago. He's more contemporary. But again, back then, listening to music wasn't so easy. Either played an instrument or you had to go hear someone else. Today, the shaila is very different. We could just turn on our phone and get all the music we want. So the shaila that many achrayim dealt with was kids or adults who wanted to learn how to play an instrument. Are you allowed to learn to play an instrument if playing instruments are not allowed? So Sisera says he doesn't know what the whole tumult is about. He writes, what happened to the Ramah? He writes the famous line, Kla Yisrael is Yoytzim B'yad Ramah. Right? Many people, many Echreinim users play on words. We're Yoytzim B'yad Ramah. We go whatever the Ramah says. Right? It's not the Lashon of the Pasuk, it's Yad Ramah, but okay. Shekvar Margish B'Sheilos, Shedainofet B'Meinu. He writes right, I don't know what everyone's tumbling about. As long as you fit the Ramah's care. Rav Moshe was a little bit like, no, you could be Saimich on the Ramah. Here it's another saying, I don't know what everyone's tumbling about. You have a Ramah on Shulchan, I can be Saimich on him and move on. Why is everyone losing so much sleep? The reason why people, I think, are losing sleep is because the Mishnah Brura, for whatever reason, decided not to go like the Ramah. He decided to go like the Rambam and the Tshuva. So everyone's trying to figure out where we left with now. So it says, don't be so worried. Follow the Ramah. So according to him, it's very simple. As long as you can make sure your music is not done bikvias, it's not al yayin, you're good to go. Rabbi Eliashiv, in his shiurim that he gave him a sechah saita, when he learned this sugi in saita, Eliashiv wrote the following. I think instruments, there's room to be machmer even not over any wine. Why? That's the Rambam, he came. That's the way the Rambam paskins. Says Rabbi Yashiv, Lamaisa, we paskin, we Ashkenazim Jew, we paskin like the Rambam. It's only a problem. Instruments, again, two conditions. Instruments, while there's drinking. Veneer Poshet. So Dr. Yashiv, the cliche loy boy davke shiroye v'shemeyas ha-cliche atzmer. It doesn't have to be live music, says Rabbi Yashiv, to be cliche. Ta'achanami, a tape recorder, a mashmi shir mi kaset, have a dinam shavah. So Rabbi Yashiv, tape music, same thing as live music. Okay, so that's in line with the Ramayisha. That tape music, live music, they're all the same. Rabbi Yashiv never saw a reason to distinguish between the two. Then he adds l'chayra, a very big chiddush. U'mishta, eina kavana davke mishta yayin. When we keep on talking about beis hamishtoyis, says Rabbi Yashiv, even though the Rambam writes yayin, it doesn't mean wine. El kol yachtav have a kemishtav also by klishe. Anytime people come together for an event, they come together for something, and there's music either taped or live instruments, says Rabbi Yashiv, that's prohibited. That's a shtickle chiddush. I think later Achrayim disagree, or contemporary Achrayim disagree. They think mishta yayin means yayin. It's got to be wine. What happens if it schnapps? I'm not sure. But Rabbi Yashiv supposedly was quoted as saying that he thought it's not true. He thinks that the word is not based on mishtois. It's not because it's alcohol. It's because it's people coming together. So people coming together would be a problem if either it's going to be taped music or going to be live music. Now Rabbi Belsky, Zatzal, obviously much more contemporary for many of us. So Rabbi Belsky was asked the same shaila. Rabbi Belsky was asked in his Sefer Shulchan Alevi, number 5, he was asked, besides the sphere in 3 weeks, he was talking about a more complicated shaila. You go to restaurants today, many restaurants, they play music. Now, most restaurants don't play live music, generally not, but they play recorded music over the speaker. So the question is, if you're sitting down and you're having your food, and you're having your steak and wine, are you allowed to listen to the... It's not only in a restaurant, but it's the same problem in your own house. If in your house someone's playing the CD players are no longer existing, we use CD players, playing the iPhone, right, and someone's playing music, so then you have to stop them while you're trying to have your cup of wine and whatever else alcoholic you're drinking. So Rabbi Ravelsky was addressing, what about Hashkocha? Should Hashkocha companies and organizations have to affect the status of the store? If let's say they go to a restaurant and some of the more, again, this, I think the higher end places in the city, I think they play some form of music, not all of it's so enjoyable, but they play some form of music over the speaker, and there's definitely wine served at some of these. Doesn't mean you might not be eating wine, you might be, you don't like wine, but there's definitely people at some of these places that are going to drink wine. What's the status? So Rebelsky's answer was like this. La'halacha naktinon she'isol l'shmeh zemer b'zman hazeh dafkim hurogu b'kach. Again, coming back to the Ramah, the whole prohibition with music is only if it's all the time, oishahum in yayin, or if it's while you're drinking wine. So here he sounds like, not like we said from Rabbi Eliashiv, here he sounds like it's about wine. Av she'ein rogel b'kach. Once there's wine served, you're done. Even if you never listen to music your entire life, the moment wine is involved, it already becomes a problem. Umikan says Rabbi Belsky, she'im nitzrach adam l'shmei k'tzaz muzikia k'tei l'smei ch'as liba ha'meducha. This line from Rabbi Belsky is based on the Tshuvas Marshag, which many Achrayim started to talk about, was that people used to listen to music not for extra joy, but just to bring them up from being so low. People lived in various points of history where very difficult lives, very depressed, difficult hardships in life, where the music wasn't there to bring them happiness. The music was to make them regular, to make them normal, to remove all of that excess baggage and depression that they were carrying around on a daily basis. The music was there for that. So the Marashag writes in the Tshuva that that's okay. So Rebelsky is playing off of that. He writes that if a person needs music, not because the guy had a horrible day, he's depressed, everything's going wrong, and the music's not to give him simcha, just so he can, you know, walk through the front door at the end of the day of work. So then, Zokta Rabbi Belsky, it's mutter. Again, but that, by definition, can't be every day or a person needs to get that checked out. The person every single day is so ice mensch that he needs music, there's probably something wrong. So he writes, Avala yafriz bezeh el kifitzarcha. This is not a carte blanche heter, whenever you want it. This is as necessary. Says Rabbi Belsky, he thinks there's no difference between recorded music, live music, they all are the same. So again, so far we have not yet seen any good reason to be mechalik, in at least what we'll call contemporary achrayim, to be mechalik between taped music and live music. They all carry the same prohibition. He then goes on to say, what about the restaurants? So he writes, lelechas lemasadash shesham yesh muziki chai. I don't know why he talks about live music in the restaurant. He just said a second ago that taped music is the same as live music. So if you go to the restaurant, forget live music. You go to a restaurant and there's taped music. Then it's really usher if they're going to be serving wine. If you're going to go to a restaurant and they're going to have music playing with wine, you got a real problem. Then you have no one to be samichan. That's a pasuk. Bashir lo yishtiyain. You can't have wine when they're singing music. Val Kane says Rabbi Belsky, Yeshlim noya melasis hechsher lemekaymus keilu. He thinks those type of places should lose their hechsher. And this is obviously a big discussion in Ashkach of what's the role of the mashkiach. Is it just to make sure the food is kosher, or the background is also kosher, or whatever else is going on?
Are we talking about music that you play at simcha, or let's say classical music or English music?
So again, so we're going to see that pashas, that's all music. The only hetter might be if the music is there as praises for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which if that's the case, or the music is there to be misery to become closer to Hashem, which if that's the case, Goyish music is worse, because that music is definitely is neither. Now again, we're not talking about prosta Goyish music. That's not the listening to Goyish music is a bigger problem. Not als the words, because the words can be very clean and sometimes maybe even cleaner than some of Jewish, so to say, written music. But you have this prohibition: if the music's not going to make you closer to Hashem, it's not l'shevach l'hidot Hashem, so it's also out the prohibition of zamra. So Rabbi Belsky thinks that you should take away the ashkach of these places that are not makbid. That was his opinion. He writes, he says, but if they're not going to play, if there's not going to be wine, then there's who to rely on. If you just look at number 4B, just very...
That wasn't the policy of the OU, though, right?
Yeah, this is you know, again, various hashkachas throughout different communities have to deal with this when it comes up. I think Rabbi Fatman once was telling us about issues with putting televisions in various eateries. So the question was, should the Vat get involved in that? Is that a kashrus issue? It's not a kashrus issue. The food could be kosher. Television, is that something that the Vat should get involved in? I know that was a discussion. I think every Vat and every community has to ask themselves what battles they want to fight and, or not versus these types of issues. Akoponim. I don't know if when he wrote this versus when OU's policy. Oh. It's hard to know. And doesn't necessarily mean he won that battle versus the other people in the OU. But it's interesting. If you look at 4B, just to, you know, we'll be very on the Litvish side. So I found over here where they tiny that they, someone asked the Papa Rebbe. I'll mix up with some Chassidim. Okay, so one was in one of the camps, in one of the summer camps in the Chassidish community. So he asked the Papa Rebbe, what's pshat? They play music on the sound system. I guess in Camp Papa, I can't say I've ever visited it, but apparently if you go there, they play music over the sound system. So someone went to the Rebbe, they said, what's up? What happened to the prohibition? So the Rebbe told him like this. Number 4B writes, he says, I asked, it's Maria, I'm going to add my Papa, about Shamadubur, how you be camp. I guess most of the day they used to play music over the sound system. The Heshev Li, and the Papa Rebbe told me, Shasayim Chan Al Ramah. So not only the Litvish Paiskim Sayim Chan Al Ramah, the Chassidish Paiskim are also Sayim Chan Al Ramah. Shemevi Yeshayim and Davkim Misha Ragal Behem. And the Papa Rebbe told him, you're not Ragal. Now, it's great, it sounds that they played it Rav Hayoyim. Good part of the day. I don't know. I guess that's still not Ragal. I don't know. Again, I think that needs debate. What constitutes Ragal in the Ramah's terminology? It's Mamish 24 hours. And only, you know, I don't know. But that was the Papa Rebbe also felt we could be Samech on the Ramah. So, no. A lot of Choshev, Gedele, Achreinim held that we could be Samech on the Ramah and we could justify the music. But again, based on what we've been seeing till now, there's no reason to be mechalik between live music and taped music. If you hold music is usher, so taped music is usher, live music is usher. There's a famous tshuva for Yaakov Breish. Yaakov Breish is one of the Gedele Hapoiskim post the Chorban, post World War II. He was a little off the beaten path because he wasn't in America or Israel. He was in Switzerland. He was a little away from everything. But he wrote a lot of shaylos and tshuvas, and he comes up with a chiddush where he thinks that live music is only prohibited, taped music is not included. That when the Gemara talks about the Isra of Zamra, the Isra of music, however you're going to configure it, whatever Shittas Rishonim you have, whatever it may be, it doesn't include taped music. It's only live music. what's his lumdus? So he has a couple of cheshbainus over here. First of all, he's very much coming after the fact. He writes this. He says, "Lamaisa, what am I supposed to do?" He says, "You look around; everyone's listening to music. You know, it's a rampant call it a problem, but everyone's doing it. So how can I justify it?" So he writes this. "Me then Hashem Chasher the royal Yizorim Ibnei Zemeres Radio Avlo Davenenu Ha'olam Enenu Yizorim Klal B'ze." Again, he was talking about listening to the radio. I'm not exactly sure what they were listening to on the radio. It probably wasn't Jewish music, but I'm assuming it was some form of it was clean music. Only very small people are machbid not to. He says, I got to come up with some answer. Meaning, Yaakov Breish's agenda was to be mash of Klal Yisrael. Everyone was listening to music, and no one seemed to take any consideration to what we've been saying till now. So Yaakov Breish says, I have a head. So he says like this. First of all, he says, first of all, you can always say the idea of not ragel. Okay, so like everyone else has been saying, you're not ragel. Then he says over here another lom de shechap, and he writes, "Oitz svar gedayl lahatir." Give them shasa gzeir lasa zamer mitam aveis loya diner radio. Said the radio didn't exist in the time of the gzeira, so therefore says of Yaakov Breish, it was never included in the ban in the first place. It didn't exist. So he writes, "Ukihai the beisaisim and yudgim a mover." Okay, give the yameim the loya ganaya. Fine, he brings a raya to it. So he asks on himself 1 second. They didn't have an electric guitar either in the times of the gemara. So if you're going to play that game, says Rabbi Yaakov Breish, so any instrument that wasn't around at the times of the Gemara can't be usher today. So the electric guitar can't be usher, and the keyboard can't be usher. How many instruments did they have back then? They probably had a drum, some form of a harp, maybe a flute, so which no one wants to listen to anyways today. So all the Geshmak instruments which we want to hear, says Rabbi Yaakov Breish, are not usher anyways. So he says, no, that's not true. The ain is that doim lemin klei zemesh is chalish af pishayim shas gzeira. The vadi asam mishum da gzeira hoise kol mine klei zemesh. Zok to Yaakov Breish, that wasn't the lomdus. The lomdus is they walked and they said, all musical instruments are banned. Now, they didn't know what would later become a musical instrument, but they made a ban. All musical instruments are out. Masha Enkin, something that's not a musical instrument, it was never included in the Gzeira. So he writes, Vasvar Nesenes, the Av calls Masha Ischachu, Avla Radio Shein Emroyim Klal Hamenagin. You don't see the singer, Ubam Emercha, Kalpi Chadoshes, Ateva, Mirki Chadone, Mirki Ponim Chadoshes. Then he says, psychologically, it's not the same thing as listening to live. It's not the same thing as being there. There's a reason why people spend money to go to a concert as opposed to listening it recorded. Then he writes, "V'avshi he rak svar ba'alma." He says, even though I know it's only a svar, "U'mishiyitzas akish yochel et chosei," and I think people wanted to can debate it. "Mikomokim sniff yesh," it's a sniff. So again, doesn't sound very convincing that Yaakov Breish was getting up and telling Kali, so we could all be saying mechlechat chila and listen to recorded music based on hishtikul Torah. He's coming after the fact. After the fact that all of Klal Yisrael was doing it, and he has to be Miyashiv, how is it that not all of Klal Yisrael are Rishayim? He came up with this shtickle Torah, which again, Rav Moshe seemed to not hold like that, and Rav Yashiv didn't seem to hold like that, and Rav Belsky, many Achrenim rejected the assumption of Yaakov Breish.
Don't we hold that way on Pesach? We said about the different meaning, let's say, they didn't exist that.
Yeah, that's why we're allowed to eat potatoes, right?
So why doesn't that apply to music?
Yeah, because over here it was it always gets difficult of how to know what to include. I guess here they'll tell you it has to do with enjoyment, and the same enjoyment is derived. By kidneys, it was a question of gebrochst, these types of things, what was included in their kidneys, for example. What was included in their original gzeira? Yeah, again, that was different. First of all, that was gzeira from the Rishonim. Could be from gzeira from Rishonim, work different than gzeira from the Gemara. I probably don't know. It could be that's the answer. But yeah, I think it's what to debate. But clearly, Rav Moshe and all the other Gedolei Achreinim of this previous generation did not accept it. I found even a bigger chiddush that in the Sefer Kovitz based on Yisrael, one of these more contemporary poskim, he wrote a Sefer, and he went to Rabbi Yashiv, and he told Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Yaakov Breish Shtickle Torah. Rabbi Yashiv did not agree with it. Clearly, he wrote not like that in his Shir Masechah Saita. But then Rabbi Yashiv kind of turned the tables on this fellow, and he tied it for Kert. He thought it's not correct. The other rabbi, Rabbi Yashiv has some svara that the tape recorder Yeshlan Ayim Yoiser Shekululim Yoishes Have a Chomer Tveim Klisher. I don't understand why, but Rabbi Yashiv has a Shtickle Torah that taped music might even be more chomer than live music. I'm not really sure how that works. But nonetheless, Rabbi Yashiv himself writes, "Daiti noita lahakel b'shem shkasev Rama." Rabbi Yashiv also felt that we could be samech on the Rama, but he did not feel comfortable being samech on Rabbi Yaakov Breish Shtickle Torah that taped music is different than live music. So again, by and large, besides Rabbi Yaakov Breish, the majority of Gedolei Achreinim did not assume that taped music is different than live music. He then quotes later on from Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael Fisher that he was makbid even on recorded music. He only listened to it once in a while. His once in a while was only on Rosh Chodesh. He wanted to make sure he doesn't fall into the trap of listening to music too often. So Imam has limited his music to us to once a month, which is clearly a neiragel, and therefore you can be samech on the Rambam. Shmuel Vosner wrote a couple of tshuvas on this topic. If you look over here, number 8 in Shevet Alevi, he writes like this. He says, Lamaisa, we have the Rambam. The Rambam says, as long as you're not ragel or you're not at a base mishter. But he writes, the Davar Pashut. Today we became ragel. He was talking about a radio. If you only would see what goes on today with smartphones, Ben Benoish Kal V'Chaymer. He says that when you put a radio into your house, well, it's going to run all the time. So therefore, you're now ragel. So if you're now ragel, you no longer have the heter of the Ramah. You play it the whole day. So he seemed to be somewhat concerned that although we do paskin like the Ramah, you have to ask ourselves, do we really fit the Ramah's heter of Ein Ragel? And then he writes, Ulamaisa l'vushaseinu v'tzareinu kemat nishkach halacha p'suka azayis. Shmuel Vazir, similar to what Rabbi Yaakov Breish was all coming to do, they're all coming to go after the fact. After the fact that Klal Yisrael all listens to music, we got to be miyashivit. So Rabbi Yaakov Breish was miyashivit by saying that taped music is okay. Says Shmuel Vazir, no. Umiyu elu hashayim haklishish mashmim zemer kodesh v'zemer mitzvah lo'ir halavavis. Those people listen to music to get inspired, to bring them closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring them closer to Yiddishkeit. Umikoshke be'esudas chasnas mutter. So he says, if you listen to music to inspire you, then it's mutter. So again, if you're going to listen to non-Jewish music, it's a hard sell that that's going to inspire you to become a better Jew. It might be enjoyable, that's not debatable, but it's not going to be fulfilled, this idea of la'ir halavavis. So then, you have to justify why it's mutter. Forgetting, you know, when people talk about this thing called goyish music, I'm not sure what those words really mean. I think the issue is if the music is not here to be ma'ir you, or for some purpose of dveikas Hashem, it's also else the Gemara and Gittin of Zayin. Forget whatever goyish music is, it's also else you can't listen to music stamazay. So you'll tell me the Ramah, but if you're going to listen 20 hours a day to non-Jewish music, I think you're going to have a problem. I think it's going to be hard to justify it, unless you hold like a Bjarke Breish, the tape music is not a problem.
Can you make a distinction between instrumental and those with words, even in the Jewish? In other words, is there a difference between listening to a niggun without words? Or
Pashtus not. The difference is either going to be a cappella or music-based. We'll talk, hopefully in the last page, we'll talk about that there might even be a problem of singing songs, of using psukim of the right. Torah. That might be a bigger problem. But then he ends off, he says over here, he writes that it's mutter, but makim shein isim yuchal, except for Yerushalayim, which we maybe one day we'll talk about. Again, it comes back to this idea of people listening to music because they're depressed. Then it's allowed based on the marshak. Again, he writes upshita. This doesn't mean okay, everyone can listen to music because you know we're all depressed. If someone taka has an issue and they need the music, then it would be permissible. Shmuel Vazir took a very, very strong stand on music. He was really not very pro it. He has letters written back to where he writes back. We'll see later. He wrote letters to different rabbanim at that time where he was not very keen on the heter. Interestingly enough, Rabbi Avad Yosef, from all the people, if you look at Shulchan Aruch, as we mentioned last week, Shulchan Aruch seems to be very clear that music is asr. Instruments are asr all the time, like the Rambam, and a cappella is asr only over music, only over wine. But instruments are asr all the time. Yet Rabbi Avad Yosef writes in Yichavadas, Hamakilim l'shmaya meharadio, a meherishim kol shiris v'sishbachais. Again, only if it's shiris v'sishbachais. If you listen to music that's praising Hashem, psukim, or something Jewish, as long as it's not derech kalus reish v'chaylus, which again, how exactly to define that I think is hard to know. They have what to rely on. Even though they're using instruments, let Klal Yisrael do what they're doing, but if you want to be machmer, you can be machmer. So in the footnote, he writes that what was one of Rebbe Avad Yosef's snif l'hakel was a Yaakov Breish. Rebbe Avad held that the shtickle svek svek. Safik, do we pass like the Rambam? We don't pass like the Rambam. Maybe we really hold like the Rambam as long as you're not drogal. Secondly, even if it's totally awesome, maybe Yaakov Breish is right. That as long as it's not live music, it's okay. So besniff, svek sveker, Rebbe Avad was a mekel. That's the way he writes it over here. So I saw such a lumbus quote. We'll get to that in a few minutes. But some people say such a lumbus that today it's begeder she'ein atzibur yechayim lamed. But we'll get to that in a few minutes. Reb Nosson Gestetner in Lahiris Nosson comes with a different angle. His angle is that if we're not matter listening to Jewish music, people will just listen to goyish music. We have no choice. We live in a world today that music is accessible to everyone. And there's two paths of music. You can listen to what we call today Tariq or Jewish music, and you'll have to be miyashav of the sugya and gittin, or you listen to vulgar music, which is not good for any Jewish person. So he says, what are we supposed to do? It's one or the other. So therefore, Klal Yisrael is all Samechani. He brings it right from a Chassam Sefer, where sometimes you have to justify X to make sure people don't do something more severe. So he ties the same thing here also. The reason why Klal Yisrael is Mekel to listen to music today, although all the sugyas and all the Rishayim, is because, you know, if we would live back in, you know, in the ghetto where we can be our own people and not be affected by the game around the Samechani. But because today, you know, it's either this or much worse, no, better as I to listen to Jewish music than to listen to the Geish music. That's the Cheshbon that Lahiris Nasim Nasim Gestetna makes over number 10. Just moving on very quickly, in the Oz Nidberu, he has another chiddush similar to B'liash, but he writes like this. He says that although the Gemara and the Rishonim Mamashim that the prohibition is only al yain, he writes, V'oid, al tismach Yisrael gil ba'amik siv, v'loi nisker shom davka al yain osur. Shebizmanom she'ika ha'shiru ho'yisa'al she'kvu ha'atzman nushtis yain. Back in the times of the Gemara, a good party was associated with wine. Then, enei osur ala bo'ifin, avu bizmanenu she'inoyim l'kvay ha'atzman al yain. Today, that's not the definition of a good party, is how much wine they're serving. El etzim ha'shiru ho'yivrim al tismach Yisrael gil ba'amik l'chol ha'deis. He thinks today, any good party, even if there's no wine, is going to be a problem. He writes, I can't write more about this. And again, the Oz Nidberu also wrote many other tshuvas. He was very against the rampant listening to music. But that's a chiddush, I think, that one could debate, that he wants to tell you that today, because there's no longer that association, everything becomes us. So I found an interesting piece over here from the Ratz Katzvi. In the Ratz Katzvi, he wants to tell you like this. He writes, look what the Vel does. Everyone listens to music. The shayme musica be radio. Everyone listens to, you know, what called taped music. Be kalatos ube diskim. Ve af be klinigin mamish. And even people go to concerts. So he writes, mitach mitoich kach kosev Rebbe Leo Schlesinger, Rabbi Shal Gilo be Yushalayim. He says, because of this idea in Shas and Shuvah, Sh'oyle Medarshan, he writes, ki shayri shadover be kach shigzeres chazal loy lishmai klishir zeich l'churbin, beged gzeres shayin atzibu yichoyim lamed bo. Now, what's interesting is I looked up this tshuva from Reb Schlesinger, up and down. I did not see those words written in that siman, Lamites, that Tzvika Reisman quoted. Could be I missed it. I looked at it a couple times. But I don't know. I'll take his word on it that that's what Reb Schlesinger wrote in his sefer. That's a massive chiddush to say such a psak. To say that because the world got so out of hand today, now it's together, Xavier Shein Atzibi Yochalamed Ba, you started doing that, I think you get yourself down a very slippery road with a lot of things today. So again, if he said it, he said it. I didn't see it inside. When I all looked at the tshuva, and I photocopied part of the tshuva, number 13, I photocopied some of what Reb Schlesinger wrote in his sefer. And if you look like this, he starts like this. Gam Yochaloini Loimar, he wrote a shayla to Reb Shmuel Vosner, where he tried to get Reb Shmuel Vosner to buy into his lamdas. And Reb Shmuel Vosner wrote a tshuva back, basically blasting his lamdas and saying, I don't want to hear any of this, I think music is a problem. And that's a lot of what we saw earlier was really both in Shevet Alevi and this letter that he wrote to Schlesinger. Now he writes like this: Gam yuchulani loy mishiaduli ba'ifin ishi mimashi rabbi betziba yiri Hashem poinim elai achresh esoyvil mipchodim v'charedos neiroim. People are scared and they're worried. V'afilu d'chorin gam beglal tzaris haklal mashasheri kan be'eretz in Eretz Yisrael. People are nervous. They're worried. What's going to be? Shem Yirachim, the Gambagal Tsaris Aprat, people have general concerns, what's going to be, people have private concerns, everyone just, we're very worried, nervous people. V'adover emor beprat etzel noshim, okay, I don't know if you'd say that out loud, but okay, the women also, they're more nervous than men. U'kula me'idiv ne'shaydi shemim z'mir shiz v'shabachiz z'mirayim mesnafsham. And everyone can tell you that if they listen to a little bit of music, it calms them, it relaxes them. V'etzel v'chinas refuas ha'nefesh. This is, you know, a cure for the soul. And that's part of his Shtikul Torah, where he wants to justify why he thinks it's okay. Because we're all so worried and we're so tensed and we're so nervous and we just needed to, you know, to give us some form of relaxing. Which again, which is based on the tshuva of the Marashag. This is not his chiddush. But again, I think this also needs to be dealt with, like Rabbi Belsky said, this is not an across the board, everyone is stressed and everyone is worried and everyone needs music. I think I'll call it Fi'inim. Then he writes, V'lindus chos salzeh ikiv chulushes hadiris v'atzovim. People that are naturally worried and nervous. When did they ban music? That was just pleasure. Nothing medicinal at all. Today it's medicinal music, therefore he thinks it's mut. Memela, however, he writes, which is a fair point, someone who says, no, I'm not so depressed, I'm okay with the world. I'm not worried about what's going to be tomorrow, I'm not worried about the stock market, I'm not worried about North Korea. These things don't worry me, I'm a happy-go-lucky person, then you can't really justify why you're listening to music. Well, then it's just latanic, if it's just latanic, then it's asr. that if you look in the bottom of number 17, he writes like this. He says, "Vatzisi loymar." This is what he was tying to Shmuel Vosner. He says, "The chol chasidus hagedolos vaktanis." If you look at any good chasidish community, moitzim kiyoyim kaletis im shireim believer tizmaris klishir. All good chasidus have good chasidish music. That's how you make it on the map of being a chasidish group. You make chasidish music. So he tied it. If you look at all the chasidish groups, they all have their own music. The Baba Vanagunim, right? And if you listen to those tapes, they all have instruments along with them. Aye, what happened to the Gemara? He writes, he gives examples. Iker, Vishnitz, bells, Kolev, okay, Babov, Sadmer, Void, okay. I guess he researched it. Vein Poitze, Peh, Mitzavsev. No one has any problem with how could Babov print a CD? What happened to the Gemara? So I rather would have thought the answer is Pashat, because they're all Divishias and Shabachas. Each Chasidus will tell you, my music is all praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your music is treif. My music, that's all about, you know, praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which the Mechaber said was Mutter. But he writes, maybe the same on the Ramah. That what? That only if it's Mishteh and Al Yayin. So as long as you listen to the CDs, not over a cup of wine, you're okay. But again, where the Ratz Katzvi says, he says this thing about Sheinat Tzibi Yochalama, but I didn't see those words specifically, but that's the way he quotes it. So Mizalman Orbach talks about the shayla that always comes up in yeshivas about waking up an alarm clock with music. If you set your alarm clock, or today your phone, no one uses alarm clocks anymore, we use phones to do everything. If you set your phone to go off to play music, would that be a problem? So Shlomo Zalman writes in Halicha Shleima, "L'shtamesh b'sho'on hama'oyraide negina, the koshkein b'kaletes, k'tei l'hokitz ha'sheina." He thinks that's a problem. Rabbi Yashiv held, interestingly enough, it's not a problem. He held, if you just listen to it, it just wakes you up in a second, and then you turn it off, so that's not a problem. On the bottom, he explains why. Because they made exactly that you're not allowed to listen to music and all music. And anything that gives off the sound of music, which is recorded, even though the Ramah said it's only for your Rogo. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman held, this is what I was always misupik about. When you read that Tosfos, and the Ramah writes, they wake up and go to sleep to music. Does that mean literally they wake up and go to sleep to music? Or that's just a fancy way of saying they listen to music all day long? Many times people ask, I need music to put me to sleep. Is that what the Ramah meant? Or the Ramah just meant that this was a fancy way of saying that they listen to music all day long? So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman seems to be assuming that no. Waking up and sleeping are two important parts, and if those two parts are associated with music, you have a problem. A person shouldn't shtelvach himself. Okay, now for the next 2 hours, I'm listening to music. Okay, in Arvi Shiro, ki ain't a davar poshut klala heter. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman thought it's not so simple to be mekel. So here, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman seems to be taking a little bit more of, be careful with, you know, your music intake, because it's not so poshut that it's allowed.
I'm sorry, I missed the beginning part. But yeah.
According to most Rishonim, it's because of the Chor Meis HaMidrash. Rabbi Belsky has another tshuva in Numbers 15, where he talks about going to concerts. Someone asked Rabbi Belsky, "Mutal alechaz a concertism va'arvi shira, hem yeshchiluk im heim lotztaka eloi." Does it make a difference? What's the purpose for the concert? The concert's to raise money for a good maisid, so maybe you can argue that it's a dvar mitzvah. If it's a dvar mitzvah, according to Taisvis, at least according to Rabbi Moshe Feinstein's understanding of Taisvis, it's not prohibited or not. So Rabbi Belsky's answer was like this: Ha'is l'shmei zemu hudafkim huragel b'kach. Again, back to the Ramah again. That the prohibition is only if you're ragel. If you go to a concert once or twice a year, that's not ragel. That's not ragel. Now again, it's hard to be ragel in concerts because you can only go as many times as they're offered. And how many concerts are offered today? They're offered Pesach and Sukkot and maybe
every
the summer.
Night. Huh?
Every night in the summer, right. And if you're in the right places in the summer, you could definitely get it a lot. So he writes, he thinks it's okay. Then he says, what about musica mukuletas? Yesh, writes him lahata isam ima musica rak al kaletas. So those who want to be saimich on taped music, keine shemena musik yichai, which is what we call Rabbi Yaakov Breish, aval ein roi lasu chilukim elu. Says Rabbi Belsky, I don't see such differences. Kein svar lechalik rak bagal shabaderis hakadum, lo yam kaletas. The only thing is they didn't have it back then. So yeah, you're right. Rabbi Yaakov Breish is 100% right. They didn't ban taped music. That's because they didn't have taped music, so they couldn't have banned it. The ancient chiluk, you think there's no difference. The maschil lasses chulukim keilu. You start playing this game. Harei ze mevi l'shmei lekaletes hayoyse gerush mizay. You end up getting yourself into worse places. Soif dover kol het l'shmei muziki b'mein hurakish shmei b'midim musiyemis. It has to be within reason. The ein ze rogel. The munitzrich leprakim leketzas muziki k'del smeichas atzmoi. If you need it because you're going through a bad day, then it's okay. But that also shouldn't be done across the board. What about the shayla of going to tztokas? Let's say you want to go to a concert, you want to listen to music for tztokas. Rav Moshe was mesupik about it. So Rebelsky writes, "V'af im roitz alosei tztoka mutav sheishalchas amoyis loyis amoyis v'layelch mokemis keilo." Give the money, Just don't go. Yeah. Then he starts saying it. If you're going to give money, which is a good thing, while you're going to doing something bad, okay. Rabbi Moshe didn't seem to be as machmer as Rabbi Belsky seems to be, but that was what he writes. I found an interesting tshuva from Rabbi Moshe, number 16, where Rabbi Moshe again talks about music. He writes, to listen to instruments during Sviur, yesh la'asar, gam b'bayis kishu ba'atzmoy, even if you're by yourself. Why? The Habib Rabbim Shul Simcha Yisera, Mistavish Afal Ramah, Shemekel Mishainro, Kishaina Base Mishnah, Nirish Issa Bikibitz Rabbim. Says Ramesh, a huge chiddush. Says Ramesh that even though the Ramah permitted listening to music as long as it's not Ragel, that's if it's by yourself. But if you're going to get together and make a matzif, have a, which I think one would call a concert or a big party, Dr. Ramesh, that's also why. Shuk Likavana Simcha Yisera Gam B'chol Shana. So that's a massive chiddush from Ramesh. That even the Ramah that permits as long as you're not Ragel, that's only by yourself. But to listen to music in a gathering, to play music in a public setting, even Rav Moshe held that, the Ramah held that that's not allowed.
So who is the Ramah making the hesed for? How many people at the time of Ramah had a private band?
I guess we're talking about a guy who played his own instrument, right? Yeah, it's a big chiddush. Imkin aminik shenisav mehasviru hu af liyachid she'enei ragadim. Okay, this is a very big chiddush to me. Again, could be Rav Moshe doesn't mean concert, it could be mean something more. It's not clear to me what Rav Moshe meant. I'll go upon him. It's definitely what the debate with regard to taped music, but again, I think most of the achronim would be of the opinion that taped music is the same as live music. Okay, let's just jump.
People, again, just the belt in general, I don't see anybody
That's what many of the later Achronim write. They write, listen, Pukhazim Amadavar, go, you show me someone who's not listening to CDs. So either they're Saimich on the Ramah that they're not Ragel, that's option number one, or option number two is they'll say everything is for Shishvashim, everything is about praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is about inspiring us and all the music we listen to. But again, as I mentioned earlier, I think that's all fine. But if a person's going to listen to what we call today clean, non-Jewish music, I think then you're going to have to really answer how you Saimich on it. Me'inyan le'inyan boy, se'inyan, let's just talk about another interesting Shiloh. Is a Gemara in Sanhedrin. This is the new sugya. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin like this: Tana Rabbanan, Hakirei Pasuk Shal Shir Shirim VaOisa Oisa Kimin Zemer. A person takes a pasuk out of Shir Shirim and he turns it into a song, or the Hakirei Pasuk Beis Mishtoyis Belois Manai. Person reads a pasuk at a party, not at the right time. Mevi Ra LaOilam. He brings bad to the world. Why? Because the Torah puts on a sackcloth. All the Bali Musa talk about this Gemara. I mean, the Torah. Sounds like there's an essence. There's a chefza called the Torah. And who's the Torah? Who's the Torah that gets up and defends? Okay, nothing out. They turned me into a musical instrument. I'm much bigger and better than that. Okay, Atkan Lashon HaGemara. Very interesting Gemara. It sounds like from the Gemara that there's two prohibitions. There's taking a pasuk of Shir Shirim and turning it into a song, which many musicians do today. I had a fellow who called me up that he put out a CD, and one of the songs was a pasuk of Shir Shirim, and people were very upset at him. The Gemara, how can you take a song in Shir Shirim and turn it into a song? So we'll see if there's time tonight that there may be ways around it, but there are people that are machmir. Rashi learns, what?
Every song is a pasuk from Tanakh.
Well, again, there's two things. There's pasuk of Shir Shirim, and then there's Bebeis HaMishtois. Ah, so that's the, right, exactly. That's the ironic thing over here. So the shaila is: it only Shir Shirim, or Shir Shirim is the chiddush? So if you look in Rashi over here, Rashi says shekayre b'negina acheres she'ino nokud ba. You read it without the nekudas. Va'oisa oisi kimin shir. You make it to a song. V'af b'shem Shir Shirim who the ikre shir. In fact, Rashi, well, I don't understand. Isn't that what Shir Shirim is? Asr la'soisi kimin shir ela b'kriyas. You're not allowed to turn it into a song. So according to Rashi, Shir Shirim is the chiddush. It's not only Shir Shirim, it's every pasuk in the Torah, seemingly Tanakh, and even Shir Shirim, which you thought you'd be allowed to turn into song because that was what it was, even that you're not allowed to do. That's what Rashi
says.
Right, so we're going to have to see. So the next Rashi says, but if you're reading a pasuk in Beis HaMishtois, B'meisav al yenoi, oise shechokusa b'divi Torah, they make jokes out of the Torah with pesukim. I'm not exactly sure what they used to do, but apparently there used to be this way of taking psukim, the Torah, and using them in a joking, mockery way. That's awesome. They carry psukim, b'kol rom, the sachik behem, b'nei ha-mishteh. Avlam amru b'zmanoi al ha-mishteh. But if you're going to use psukim, the Torah, over a meal, gain shu yomtif, and noitel kais b'yodiv, amel ha-divri ha-godah, u'psukim in yonah shloim, maybe tovel alam, then it's very good. So you see from Rashi that when it comes to Shir Shirim, it sounds like it's asr all the time. When it comes to saying psukim, then it depends how you're using the psukim. Rabbi Shawai says a tshuva where he quotes from the Rav Yom Sechaz Brachas, where the Rav Yom had a totally different gears in the Gemara. The Rav Yom's gears in the Gemara wasn't Hakayri Pasuk Shal Shirim. It was Hakayri Pasuk. Blank. Any Pasuk. Which means it's Lav Dafke Shir Shirim. It's any Pasuk. Both Rashi and the Rav Yoah seem to hold that lav dafka she'ashirim, it's any pasuk in Tanakh, you would not be allowed to turn it into a song. So now we're really in trouble. If you can't use any pasuk, so how do you have any Jewish music? Forget listening, you can't even sing a song. You run into this prohibition. Interestingly enough, this prohibition is not brought down in Shulchan Aruch, and it's not brought down in Rambam. If you look in the Yad Ramah over there, on number 3, he writes, V'yesh lefarish tahani mili man de koyle derech schoik. He wants to tell you that even the first tikkul Gemara that talks about Shia Shirim, that's only also if you're using a derech schoik. Avo man de mechav and the shvuchi be'el HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but if you're using the song to praise Hashem, then shaper domi. But he ends off, umilsa tzvichi ino. He leaves off tzarechin. So everyone's up in arms. So is it a heter? Is it not a heter? It sounds like he's matur, then at the end he turns and says, well, tzarechin, I'm not so sure. If you look at the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham brings it down from the Likutei Maril. That's a pasuk in Tehillim. So the Maril clearly learned that it's not only Shei Hashirim that's Aser, everything is out. No psukim can be recited at all.
But
davening, so that seems to be okay, right? But, okay, I don't have enough time to finish it up over here. But this seems to be a somewhat of a discussion over here. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Maril Halacha, which means you can't get around a bunch of people sitting around, they can't start singing Pesukim of Tehillim. That's a problem. So this also presents a Shaila, what do you do about Zmiris on Shabbos? You want to sing, you don't want to sing the Zmiris that are necessarily, you want to sing your own words. Again, your own words that are found somewhere in Tanakh. Pashtus, if you read the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham, would be like, it sounds like it's a problem. However, Rav Moshe has a long tshuva where he tries to be miyashiv it as well. And the stipula has a shtickle Torah where he wants to be miyashiv it, that if you're doing it for, again, for Isairus, you're doing it for any spiritual purpose, it's not a problem. And that's also the opinion of Rabbi Asher Weiss. He also says that he thinks the Velta Seimich, even to sing Psukim of Sheashivim, even Sheashivim, if it's done for not b'derech schoik, he thinks it's also permissible to sing even Shir Hashirim as long as it's not being done, which again, anyone today who makes a song is usually not doing a derech schoik, therefore he thinks it would be mutter even for Shir Hashirim. Okay. Next week, I think we'll get into Elul already. We'll start talking about halachism and hagim of the Chodesh Elul.